You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Now, this is an early morning call to Scotland because, as you might have heard, the last podcast or the one before, John Van Wisser has gone over to Scotland to try, I presume he's the first Australian, to try and swim the Loch Ness. And it's early on our Wednesday morning here, and I think it's probably late on Tuesday night, but we're going to find that out because on the line we have the man himself, John Van Wisser, who's travelling over there with John Locko, and we just wanted an update, and Sue Stanley's here with me. John, we just want John Van Wisser, we just want an update on what's going on and when you're about to hit the water, mate.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah, it's all going. It's almost 10 p.m. here. We're swimming tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Wednesday morning, Scottish time, 7 a.m.
And
so we're starting from the
go ahead.
Starting from the Forder side, Sam, and then we're swimming to Loch End.
Have you been received well?
Yeah, it's been great, Sam. It's been an awesome trip. We're actually staying in the house that the author Peter Pan wrote. Peter Pan in 120 years ago, and also, Sir John Gielgud, the actor, lives in his house. So, basically, we're living in the Highlands. We've got a fantastic crew over here. It's everyone's really excited, Sam, and yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Have you been down to the Ness?
Yeah, I've been swimming most days. So, been doing training swims in different parts of the Ness, and it's been good. It's been great. It's beautiful. It's eerie but beautiful. The water's like jet black, and your body's illuminated like a light globe, so it's like looking out the night sky. So, you know, it's 200 something metres deep, so it's quite eerie.
I would think it is. So you get into the water tomorrow morning, your time. That's tomorrow evening, our time, I presume, Sue, isn't it?
They're 9 hours behind, I think.
And you get into the water, and so you're on your own. You don't have a net around you. You just have a tender boat that goes alongside you, or how close does the tender boat go?
Yeah, I just have a boat. I've proved to my right, Sam, so I just have a support boat, which is only a small boat, really. There's only three or four on it, and that's my guide. And not that I really need a guide. Go straight down the middle. It's 10 metres to my right, and every 20 minutes it'll come in, and I have a really quick feed, just a drink of sports drink. So, yeah, so just straight up the middle and go for it.
Now, John, you know that when you do a normal Olympic event that you have your tapering times. You've been over there for a little bit of time, but you only found out yesterday or today, your time, that you're swimming tomorrow. So realistically, there's not that great a time to really prepare. Did you go over totally prepared, or did you have to taper off, or have you been consistently training, or is it just about the thermo, about getting into the water?
Oh, I had a fairly, not a real hard time. I did nearly an hour 2 days ago. So that was good. And yesterday I just did really 20, 30 minutes. So just a really light swim, just to keep in touch with the water. And we kind of had an idea it's either going to be Wednesday or Thursday morning. So I kind of was prepared for that. All the hard work's been done, you know, the last 6 months. So it's really just been about staying in touch with the water and just being on the boat.
I don't know if you heard my intro, but are you the first Australian that's had a go at this?
No. Michael Gregory swam it approximately 2 years ago. He's a friend of mine, so he's my sister swam it with a wetsuit in 1999, but it wasn't part of the official establishment back then. So now the British Marathon Swimming Association now have ratified, so you pay them a fee and they put an observer on the boat. You actually have to have three timekeepers, and you have to join the British Marathon Long Distance Association. It's all very professional. I think that's been going for about 10 years.
So this led me to my next question. Do you have a time that you're aiming at? And does Mr. Locko, who's, I presume, standing next to you on the phone, does he keep you advised as to what time you're swimming, or do you just don't worry about that, you just go for it, and they tell you at the end how quick you were?
Oh, I'll know by their excitement if it's going well. But, yeah, I'm really going to go for it, Sam. And, 1 hour, 25 minutes, seconds.
How many?
9 hours, 25 minutes.
Sam. Holy
shit. So, yeah, so hopefully.
But you are going over it. And you're coming back as well, is that correct?
No, it's just one way too.
So oh, just one way.
So?
Yeah.
This leads on. Is there a tide?
Well, they say there isn't, Sam. They say it's more about the wind. So we've got supposedly a slight wind behind us. So hopefully that comes true. But yeah, it's not a tidal thing. It's more the fast times have been done when people have had, you know, big tailwinds. So
Locko's kept you out of the pubs and the nightclubs, has he? Is he just a strict, hard taskmaster?
Oh, he's been great. He's been on fire. He's loving it. He's fired up. Got lots of videos for the Facebook.
And what support crew have you got? Is Brooksy with you this time? Or who's doing the filming? Or is it just the two of you?
I've got a big support crew, Sam. We've got Brooksy, Johnny Locko. I've got an English friend, John Bond. He's come over with his wife and his laws. I've got Steve Hansen, another friend who's come over from Melbourne. He brought his daughter over. Who else is there, Johnny? Is that it?
Ronnie Fagler.
Oh, my mate Ronnie's come down. He was just on holidays in England. He's come past, so he's staying with us now. So we've got like the Brady Bunch here.
So, before any sporting event, I'm sure it happens to Sue and happened to me. And Don, unfortunately, is not here because Don would have to get up at about 3 a.m. to be here. So I let him off getting here. So he has to travel for 2 hours. So he wishes he could be here. And he said to wish you well. Do you get nervous or do you get butterflies or do you get butterflies? Oh, that's not the stroke you'll be doing. Do you get nervous or do you just get expectant or a bit of adrenaline rush?
Nah, I've been nervous for a few days now, Sam. I really just want to get in now. It's been a big build-up and a lot of training for it. And I'm pretty nervous now, so I just want to just really get in the water and get started.
So it's a big thing. You got any press over there from anywhere? Does this get covered much? Is there anyone from Australia wished you well or any of your friends or any personalities who know you're doing it have just had a word to you or texted you?
Oh, it's been massive on social media, but not so much press. Just we've got a Facebook page that actually, that's Johnny Locko. And Johnny's just saying that we actually had Gary Cornish come around. He fought for the heavyweight world title against Anthony Joshua. He lives on the Highlands, so he popped in yesterday, and yeah, so that was nice. But yeah, really, it's just been all social media, which Johnny and a few others have been doing, which is I've been getting a lot of support, which is fantastic. A nice message.
Go on.
Yeah, so I've had a lot of fantastic messages. So thank everyone on social media. It's been awesome. And yeah, Johnny and Brooks have been running.
I know Rex was trying to get there, but couldn't make it at the last minute. Have you heard from him? Because if you have, because I haven't. I texted him a couple of days ago, so I hope Rex is okay. I was wondering if he's got in touch with you.
Yeah, he has. Johnny's just nodding, saying, yeah, Rex is good. He's moved back into Johnny's place. Sammy Solomon's popped in a few times, and he's called us up and said Rex is going well, and so hopefully the big burglar's on the mend. And
yeah, well, I'm glad he's speaking to you because I went round when he released himself from the facility. I went round to Locko's joint, and there was no one there, and I texted him, and that's that's the last sort of indirect contact I've had with him. So I hope he's okay.
We heard about that, Sam. That was very kind of you.
Yeah.
Johnny,
go ahead.
Sammy Solomon called us up this morning, and he said the burglar's back in Johnny's house. And he's hopefully on the mend.
Now, has Lockie got any background information he could give us? He hasn't cut anyone from the herd over there. Or he's not, while you're out sleeping and getting ready, he hasn't been out gallivanting around, has he?
And Sydney sends the very best to you, Sam. She looks forward to the day she can meet you.
Oh, dear me, Mr. You could have been Mr. Universe. She was Miss Universe, wasn't she?
Oh, Sam, I didn't want to get my ambitions confused with my abilities. But, Sam, one thing that's pretty interesting for us, we've lobbed at this beautiful accommodation we were able to get, and it belonged to Sir John Gielgud, the Academy Award-winning actor, I'm sure you're aware of him.
Yeah.
The novel Peter Pan was written here by J.M. Barrie all those years ago. Scott of the Antarctica stayed here.
Really?
And it's been, yes, and it's been proved. And there's memorabilia all around this beautiful rambling mansion we're in. There's rooms everywhere.
How'd you get hold of that? Whose joint is it?
Well, it belongs to people that are connected with the failed Lloyds of London. So they got out with some assets, and one of them is this beautiful mansion perched on the side of a big, big mountain, and we've got a fantastic panoramic view that we wake up to every day. So we're very fortunate with the accommodation, and our great friend John Bond, he organised all this. No relation to great Graham Bond, of course, but
James.
He organised all this. Or James. He organised this over the internet for us, Sam. So John and Sarah and his in-laws, we owe them a big debt, big time. They're lovely people.
You didn't get that, did you? Not my name's Bond.
I did
James
get
Bond.
That.
Yeah.
No, I did.
Yeah. Now, so speaking of Lloyds of London and insurance and health, do you have a health team just plotting the course while John is swimming in case something goes awry?
Well, John won't have a medical person. So the doctors are out, but he did compromise, and we've got Royal Veterinary Surgeon Jeff Rankin with us.
A vet.
Bayside's most famous vet. Yeah. He's a vet. And he looked at John's fetlocks today and whatever else, and he's declared him fit for contest. So that's the only person we've got of a medical nature with us. John won't have one, and that's how it goes with us.
I know a bloke who lost his medical license because it was found out he was having an affair and sexual relations with one of his patients, and someone said, well, that's okay, that happens occasionally. He said, no, unfortunately, he's a vet.
He's a vet.
Yeah,
we're moving different circles then.
So look out, Johnny.
All right. Well, now, anything else? So you're doing it. You're there.
Oh, we're reconnecting.
Hello.
Hello. We're here.
Just finally, John. Just you're swimming at what? You're swimming. What time, Melbourne time, are you swimming tomorrow? Or?
Right, we leave from Port Augustus, and we're swimming from the southwest to the northeast. We leave at 7 a.m.
All right, that's about six
internet time. That'll be 9 hours on to you, Sam. That'll be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It will be Facebook Live. It will be on the tracker. Sue will know all about this stuff. You and I don't know much about it.
I will tell everyone because we'll plane this. This will be downloaded today. So tell people how they can follow you exactly, how to get onto watching you on Facebook or whatever.
Righto. I'll be doing Facebook Live as long as my battery capacity allows me to do so. Other than that, they can follow on King Swimmers Tracker. The King Swimmers have set up a tracker. That will be available for the people to follow on. And David Brooks will be filming for documentary purposes. That's the best way to follow it, Sam.
Well, so is that on your Facebook page, John Locko?
It'll be on my Facebook. It'll be on John Van Wyst Live or John Locko Live, yes.
So for God's sake, John, get a generator on the boat so you can keep your phone charged.
Hey, Sam. Yeah. Sam, if you saw the size of the boat, it's no bigger than a single bed, Sam. Fair dinkum. The butcher, the baker and the candlestick maker would be looking for alternative accommodation, let me tell you.
We'll get a couple of spare full batteries.
Trying to do that, Sam. Can't put a battery in an iPhone, Sam.
Well, anyhow, on behalf of You Cannot Be Serious, and Don, who's not here, who he told me to wish you well, We all are just, as they say in the classics, we're rooting for you, and we hope that you bring home the bacon. If I could use any more cliches, I will. We wish you well and hope everything goes well, and we'll you just check in with us tomorrow when it's finished, and we will speak again.
Yes, Sam, and before you go, Sam, I know you come from a genre that doesn't accept an accolade, but you've just got to cop this from us.
No.
Thank you very much for your support, Sam. No, be quiet, Sam. Right. We know what you've done for us, Sam. We appreciate what you and Rex have done. And Matthew Nunn, the mighty man from Nunn Media, for putting the show together, making it possible. Thank you very much, Sam Newman, and we will be in touch with you. And here's the last word from John Van Wyss.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Sue. Thanks, Sue, for your support. I really appreciate it.
Go with God.
Thank you,
thinking
Sam.
Of you guys.
See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
see
ya. Bye. Bye.
Right, just turn that off.
I don't know about you, but I mean,
is
I don't know.
Off?
Is it off?
I don't know. Yeah. You're there? No, they're gone. All right. So, yes.
How cold would it be? I mean, just that first, put your toe in.
Yeah.
Just to think you've got to go nine hours in the water.
I would think the adrenaline. How would I know? I can't. I'm
we'll
finding it hard to swim around
time.
The boat when we're out on the bay. We'll use this as a standalone segment, and we will be. Well, we don't have to tell people we'll be back because they wouldn't know we're gone. So we'll wind this up, and we'll get on to when Don arrives. We'll start speaking about other things. So we'll just close this off now. So here we go. I think we're going, aren't we?